Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Eventorac 2014. I'm Michael Lauer, and we are live from the America Smart here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I have a very special guest just now. It's Mr. Robin Crowe. He's the keynote speaker today. How are you doing, Robin?
Doing well. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing very well. So tell me a little bit about how you're going to address this keynote. What's your plan of attack?
My plan of attack in this place is to make sure no one gets bored.
That's a good plan of attack.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your background and what got you here.
Well, first of all, first half of my adult life, I was a recording artist, and I was on RCA Records. And so I was, you know, I've been on stage all my life. And then about the time that I was 39 years old, I started a business and gave up touring and gave up making records and all that. But I started a recording complex. And so we record everybody from Taylor Swift to Tim McGraw.
Oh, that's so cool.
Alison Krauss to Metallica. Oh, not Metallica, Megadeth. Right now we've got Bush.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah,
we're doing the mix on their album right now. So we've got all kinds of people that we work with. And since that time, I've also started another company called Dark Horse Institute, which is a school, and it's a school for audio learning, audio engineering.
Sure.
And so we have that in another location. And meanwhile, I travel around the country, write books, and speak everywhere.
So you
and,
get to do a little bit everything.
Still drag a few guitars along like I will today and perform just because I can.
Sure.
I talk about building businesses and what it takes to, you know, stay relevant.
So what do you think is the biggest challenge when starting a business? I mean, you've started a couple here, and they seem, obviously, they're being very successful. So what's the secret sauce here?
Well, the secret is in the mix, I think. Magic is in the mix. You've got to have a lot of different things, and one of them is that you have to be persistent, and you have to never give up. And you also have to be, and I'm going to talk about this a lot, adapt to change. We live in an environment where change is the new normal, and all of us are dealing with it in one way or another, and you have to be able to adapt.
Adapt or die, right?
Evolve or die. Yeah. That's the name of my last book.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. So basically, there are all those different things. You have to be able to build a great team. You have to be able to create a passion or a culture of enthusiasm and passion, you know, within your team and your organization. So all these things are critical. One of the most critical things for us is customer service. We spend a lot of effort making sure that we give everybody an incredible customer experience.
Sure. I've always found, especially with cable companies, that something's going to go wrong, right? Something's going to screw up. But how do you handle it after that? How do you take care of me, and how are you going to treat me when I call in saying I have a problem? Right? I mean, that's your retention right there, right?
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So it's just kind of all of those things, and then the other big thing is to stay focused on the things that matter. And it's real easy for people to lose focus when they've got a business and head off into areas that are semi-insignificant, and they kind of miss the big picture of what they should be focusing on. And I've seen many businesses go under because of
about
that one thing.
Laser focus and honing in on what they really need to hone in on.
Yeah, it's kind of like, figure out what your top three priorities are and then list them. And sometimes that's not easy to do. It's easy to make a list of 75 things to do, but what are the most important three? And then for each one of those three priorities, maybe you could list like the three most important action steps to take for each one of those.
So write it down is what you're saying. Like get
oh,
it on
absolutely.
Paper, right?
Absolutely. If you can't write it on paper, you're just dreaming. It's just wishful
thinking. Chase your tail for
wishful
years
thinking.
Until you go down the toilet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, writing it down puts it in black and white.
Well, and it makes it concrete now. And now it's not some abstract maybe if. It's this is the plan, and now how do I get there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of us, especially in the entertainment field or even in the event planning field, we're all a little bit right-brained. We're creative, and it's fun to be creative, but sometimes that makes it hard for us. We feel like we're cornering ourselves if we have to write something down in black and white.
At some point, you got to put the car in drive.
Right? That's right. Absolutely.
So speak to some other challenges. We deal with a lot of startups, and it's always fun to interview a startup. But like you said, there's always these key components. You know, it's the laser focus, it's the passion, it's the persistence. What are some things that people maybe just do completely wrong? It's a misconception that you'd like to rectify.
Well, one of my favorite sayings, from a man named Mark McCormick, who has long since passed away, is organize now. One more time. Sorry, make money now, organize later.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of people, they feel like that they've got to get, they can't even make the first phone call until their office is perfect, until they've got their cards. I mean, you notice you asked for a card. I don't have a card. You know, I have,
right.
I have a staff of people. I have a business that operates.
Those are all peripherals, right?
But the most important thing for us anyway is not necessarily having a business card or stationery or all the right matching furniture or the perfect website, because those things will never be perfect. Once we get them there, then we're already moving on to other things. So it's, in other words, just focus on what's important, and that is trying to make more money than you spend. And I think a lot of people, they say over and over and over, if I was just funded, if I just had the funding. And ironically, now that I'm far enough in business that I know the kind of people that could fund me.
They want to know you're making money.
I'm not asking for money, because I'm realizing that if they fund me, then I'm going to be giving away the slice of the pie that I was actually going to walk away with and maybe put my kids through college with or something. And so I find myself constantly asking myself, how can I keep my overhead down and how can I bring my revenue up? You know, and somehow that's the magic balance. And if you think that somehow you're going to get funded and that somehow it will all roll into profit, what ends up happening is people get funded, and then a year later they run out of money, so they go back to that person.
Is it because they didn't manage it well, or what
people,
happens
people,
here?
People a lot of times base starting a business on rose-colored glasses, that kind of, you know, beautiful optimism.
Right.
But the fact is what you need to do is you need to always be protecting the downside. And I'm an absolute relentless optimist. But having said that, I spend a lot of time really thinking about, okay, what is my worst case scenario and can I make this work under that pretense? And then if you're getting standing room only, people lining up at your door, then that's a great problem to have.
What's the saying? It's plan for the best, prepare for the worst?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, I think a lot of people, they think that somehow money is going to magically solve the problem, and it really doesn't. In fact, it creates more problems because it puts you in debt. You know, and so
now I owe you something, whether it's part of my potential earnings later on or whatever the arrangement is, right?
Right, right. There is a new person that has become a friend of mine in the last year and a half, and he is on the Forbes 400, and he's a multi-billionaire, and he is...
Well, that's with a B.
With a B, and he is 100% debt-free. Now, not all billionaires
major.
Are. A lot of people, they continue to leverage that energy to try to make the next $3 billion or whatever, but in his case, he is 100% debt-free, and so as he moves along and he makes his moves, he is very methodical, and I've learned so much from watching him, because he's not just trying to get further in debt and to kick up a lot of dust.
So what are some things that he does maybe a little differently, or maybe a thought process a little different to keep that all in the black zone?
Well, he's very methodical, and he walks away from deals that I would have thought, my gosh, I would have jumped on that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I mean, most of the projects that he's involved in would be $50 million and up. And several of them that I'm aware of are over $200
million. Lots of
projects.
Zeros.
Yes. And so he's waiting to find a situation to where it's just so unbeatable that in the next 3 to 4 years he could triple his investment.
Wow.
And that might mean waiting until you... you know, maybe find a building that's going bankrupt and you can get for 30 cents on the dollar, but it's in a great location. And so you know there's very little downside.
So he's patient.
Very patient. Very selective. Very patient.
I mean, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you have money to blow.
Right, right. He just made an enormous purchase, and he spent 8 years just poking around on the process, on the possibility of buying this institution. And he eventually did, but he just took his time. And I really have learned a lot from that.
It takes a lot of discipline to do that.
It takes a lot of discipline. So I guess you could say that one of the most important ingredients in being successful, especially with startups, is a lot of self-discipline. Because it's just real easy. And I'm at that point that now that I have a lot of credit, and I also have a lot of very influential friends, many of which could probably, you know, become an investor, it takes a lot of self-discipline to not use up those resources unnecessarily.
Right, because you never know if a better opportunity is going to come along. In that case, you're going to need the resources.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so on one hand, you have to be a risk taker, mm-hmm. and your success will always be in direct proportion to the risk you're willing to take. But on the other hand, you have to be patient and you have to be prudent. And I think
you can't take every risk.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's kind of a good example is if you are skydiving.
Right.
You're taking enormous risk, but a great skydiver knows that every single time that parachute has to open.
Right.
There are no...
There's 98%.
Right. That's not going to do it.
It's not going to cut it.
Right. And I know several people who have jumped several thousand times, and every time it has to work.
Absolutely, because that one time, it's over.
And so it's kind of like they're taking risk, but they're also taking risk of people... they're taking risk in such a way that... I would say it's a very controlled risk.
It's strategic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where can people go to learn more about you and get in contact with you?
Well, robincrow.com is a good place to start.
And that's C-R-O-W?
Yeah, spelled like two birds.
Just like
absolutely. And so you can go on my website, and I have books in the stores and
awesome.
You know, all those kind of things. And I also have darkhorserecording.com, which is my recording complex.
Okay.
And today we have, the Broadway play, The Jersey Boys.
Yep.
Well, there's a new movie coming out June 20th, directed by Clint Eastwood, The Jersey Boys. And that soundtrack is being mixed today at our studio.
That's awesome.
So they're on a 26-day booking over there. And then also I guess they're kind of a metal band, Bush.
Yes.
They're in one of our other studios.
Love Bush.
So there you go. There is like from Broadway to heavy metal. At the exact same time. So those are two of the projects. So that's darkhorserecording.com. And then we also have our school, which is darkhorseinstitute.com, which is a school of audio engineering.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to catch your keynote at 3.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I actually think it's at 3:30.
Oh, it is the 3:30. Well, I'll be there at 3 to get a good seat.
There you go. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back in a few at Event Iraq 2014.